All right, we're starting hot. Welcome to Yeah But Still. We got Brandon here, as usual.
Joyce Manor.
Joyce Manor's here in the building.
Let's go.
Get in there, boys. We just decided to start.
It was sort of...
We're catching up.
Well, I didn't realize that I've met this man. I met this man years ago because of his roommates.
Yeah.
Zed Cutsinger, who's
dude,
like
this guy
my
Zed,
boy.
I did finally meet him, but he's been name dropped on this podcast many times by guests.
He's like a super funny dude.
He's just a guy?
He's like a guy.
There's
episodes of me saying the same thing.
Is he from the Bay Area, right? Yeah,
yeah,
that's where
from,
I met
he's
him.
He's from North Bay. He played a man called Tiger Uppercut.
Okay.
I think he toured with Ceremony at some point.
I had Thanksgiving with his family.
I knew him as my roommate and friend.
Yeah. He like lived in a garage.
He lived in a like weird backhouse garage. And if I remember correctly, you parked your car in our driveway for like a week.
Yes.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I was not around at that time, but that sounds about right.
Correct. Yep. Yes. That is how we met. Because I think I was in the process of parking my car.
What kind of car was it?
It's a
the
Jetta.
Process of parking
a Jetta?
Your car?
Yes.
Oh,
did
a different Jetta?
Like, did it
different
smell like crayons?
Yes.
Yeah.
It, what?
Wait,
like,
have you...
They all smell like crayons.
They all... Well, the specific year of Jetta...
Okay.
That specific year of Jetta... 2004 Jettas
2004, I was gonna
smell
say.
Like crayons. You turn that shit on, the engine smells like crayons.
Weird.
It's like a weird
smell, the sound of head automatica.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. It's like I drive a newer Jetta now that does not smell like crayons. The newer Jettas don't smell like crayons.
You're loyal to the Jetta.
I love it.
Well, you didn't even pick the second Jetta too, which is weird.
What's
you
that?
You didn't pick it?
You inherited it from
I inherited I took over a friend's lease.
Yeah.
Oh, even after the Volkswagen emissions scandal, huh?
Yeah. Well, this is I'm past all that.
Yeah.
I leave the past in the past.
Yeah. What was their emissions scandal? It was just like their
what happened?
I don't remember.
They're
I
think lying
they were
about their emissions.
Yeah, they were lying about like how eco-friendly their cars were.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Brandon, not a very good look.
I don't know, but they probably fixed it.
I got a weird thing with Zed where after New Year's, I slept in the other side of that garage.
Yeah.
Because there was two sides of that garage. There was Zed's side.
Oh, boy.
And then the other side was like where they stored like gear.
Yeah.
And I slept on an air mattress in there after New Year's. Me and my girlfriend slept there, and we didn't have sex, but he got mad at me the next day because we were having sex in there. And we didn't. And I don't know if he's just messing with
me. You never even had sex.
I've never had sex, yes. But he...
good for you.
Yeah, he was like, you know, that was fucked up, man. Like, we'll let you stay here and like you guys, you know, that's really weird that you would do that. You know, you knew I was right there. And I think he was messing with me, but I don't
know. I think
he
was definitely messing with you.
Let's call him up, bro.
That room had a weird thing.
We have Zed on the phone.
Zed's a guy that, he's messing around with people.
Yeah.
And he works at... Well, I shouldn't dox where... He serves, but like I've
the
been
serves the military.
Like, no, like at a restaurant.
Oh, okay,
but like he doesn't. I've seen him work at this restaurant, and he fucks with people, but like in a very subtle way.
Right? Yeah.
He also walks around wearing a hat that says Hollywood.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fuck with that. CVS sells a lot of like hyper local hats. Have you seen those?
Oh yeah, we've like a Silver Lake shirt or like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had some good Pasadena ones the other day.
Yeah.
They had Pasadena bucket hats I was trying to buy. But I'm trying to find the most obscure,
like drip.
You know, I want like a Vernon, California one.
Yeah. Right.
Or just like a township. You
know? Silver Lake feels too general. I want a Virgil Village hat.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Some sort of the more regional we can get.
Dude. La Cunada.
La Cunada Flint Ridge is a good one.
Yeah.
That just reminded me though, he was whether or not he actually thought you had sex. I remember I had like, so I had a friend visit me from college. I haven't talked to him in years, so if he's listening, sorry, I'm putting you on blast. But I had a friend visit me like after college, where I'd been like just had an apartment in Chicago. And like at the last minute, I hadn't seen him in a couple years, and at the last minute he's like, "Hey, by the way, I'm gonna bring my new girlfriend." I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it's a little different.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, college boy reunion.
Yeah.
A little different.
Yeah.
His girl, they're staying with us too. And like, she was fine. I actually think they got married. But like, he would be like, hey, can I use your shower? Which was like on the first floor next to my kitchen. Like, that's a bathroom right there. Like, same equivalent. And then she would shower with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she would go in there too. And I'm like, they would do this all the time. And they're for sure fucking in there. I'm sure. But like, I was young and like, didn't, it annoyed me, but I was
that's
like,
generally how, if you, yeah, listen.
I didn't know enough, but I'm like, bro, like, looking
how
back,
old were you?
I was probably like 20.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, 21.
Kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't. I mean, now I'd be like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, don't separate, like, separate showers,
yeah,
while we're visiting. You know,
take
like,
a break.
Yeah, take a break.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a romantic thing too.
Yeah,
how
it's
you know?
Not, it's also it's not romantic if it's like your friend's. I feel like you're in a hotel room,
your own shower, hotel shower.
Yeah,
it's kind of a bit much.
Yeah, and like
yeah,
it's a one-off thing. You do that.
Yes.
Hey, let's shower together.
Right.
They're doing it every day.
Every day is too much.
Yeah.
Every day.
That's wild.
In a shitty
every day.
Shower.
Every
like a
day.
College,
yeah.
A college boy's
shower.
They got married?
I guess they got married.
That's surprising.
They stayed, they, you know.
They live in a shower together.
Still, yeah.
Right.
Stay,
watch each other.
Together.
I mean, they're like, dude, you know what's in a bad like college shower. There's like some 2-year-old Axe body wash.
Yeah, Axe body wash.
You know,
yeah.
No
yeah,
soap.
Flip-flops.
Yeah, there's like.
Uh-huh.
No bath mat, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dust
yeah.
and dirt. They're like,
right.
It was not a good situation, but
they're
oh,
getting in
they
there.
Like, they he's, like banged in my basement while we had people over one time.
Well, that's weirder.
Yeah, I just remember the whole time just being like, bro, can you guys like
sex
not
maniacs
yeah.
for a little bit? Take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had an ex friend that had sex with a woman on our fucking washer dryer.
Really?
Yes.
When was that?
Their washer dryer was outside.
See,
really?
that, all this is great in your early 20s. When Zed accused me of this, I think I was like 29.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
not that long ago. I was like,
how
was
old
like,
are you now?
33.
You're 30. You're a 33-year-old man?
I'm a 33-year-old man.
You look young.
Stop it.
You look so
yeah.
young.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But wait, what were you... So he accused you. Yeah,
I was like 29 years old.
Like,
I was
like,
grown.
I'm
I was
a
like,
man.
Nah, yeah.
I don't
yeah,
bang
yeah.
on air mattresses, sir.
Yeah, like well, it was
in a
just,
garage too.
I mean, and I was a guest, and it was like it was in a garage that was like partitioned.
The
like,
wall,
it was not,
the wall didn't connect all the way.
Yeah,
it
would have
so
been
weird.
It would have been way out of line, but it didn't happen. So it was like
right.
it was just. He was probably just messing.
He was
me.
Probably
respect,
just,
but
messing
he was doing
you.
A really good job because he seemed upset.
It sounds like he did a great job because you're
but
so.
He well, we brought up
you
Zed.
Still remember
we brought
it.
Up Zed, and
yeah.
everyone's like, "Oh, Zed's so like funny," and I was like, "Yeah, he's real funny." He's like, you know, like yeah.
yeah.
But, and I still don't know whether or not he
it
genuinely
sounds,
thinks I did, or maybe he was like,
he would love to hear
superimposing
that.
Yeah.
That. You know, he was imagining it because
yes.
I mean, we could call him if you wanted.
Ring him up.
Call
yeah,
him
I went
in.
To. I don't know.
No,
I
we don't
feel
need
like
to
he's probably busy. We. Yeah.
I'm just trying to turn into a radio host.
You could call him.
Yeah.
I could call him.
Me call. I don't know him.
I'll confront him.
Damn. Yeah, you probably. Well, you didn't have sex, so he was definitely messing with
if
you.
There was like security cameras or like you could get that black light thing going, like
yeah.
I would be
yeah.
calling.
Oh, what
I'd
are they?
Like,
what was
all?
The MTV show that they
yeah.
would always. Room Raiders.
I would send in,
yeah,
I would
yeah,
send
yeah.
in the crew to check it
yeah.
out. Totally confident.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I've. Oh, man. Last time I tried fucking on an air mattress, I was able to fuck on the air mattress, wasn't able to finish.
Okay.
And that's it's actually because I'm impotent. yeah. It
air mattress
actually
deflate?
Had nothing to do with the air mattress. The air mattress is actually it's
I never finish.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's like you want to talk stamina?
No.
You know, you want to talk if you're talking stamina, you know, no what's you know, who has more stamina than a guy who can't finish? Right? Yeah.
That's true. It's I guess that would technically be infinite
yes,
stamina.
Yes, exactly. Infinite
yeah,
like, stamina.
Baby,
if you just
we're
never
gonna fuck
bust.
Forever.
Yeah.
I'll never stop.
Damn.
You should get the infinity sign tattooed and when people ask why.
Yeah.
Say, well, I'm infinite.
Well, because I'm infinite.
It represents,
yeah.
It represents
yeah.
yeah, infinite stamina.
Yeah.
I can't come.
Yeah. It doesn't mean infinite. It means impotent.
Yeah.
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 Ooh,
yeah.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounds great. No, I'm actually not impotent for the record. I was actually joking, okay? I actually come at a healthy, normal time.
Yeah.
I actually have like a normal amount of sex and then I come.
All right. Good to know.
It's No, just to be clear, okay? It was actually just a joke, okay? I was actually just joking.
Who had sex on your, well, don't dox them, but they just fucked on your washing machine?
Yeah.
Outdoor washing machine.
Yeah, this is
like a lawn washing machine?
Yeah.
That's a very SoCal thing.
No, that was, well, that place was nasty. That was like one of the, how much were you guys paying for rent in that spot?
I want to say it was like $1,600 split like four or five ways.
Yes.
And they raised the rent, I think, $30 over like 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is a spot
for a garage.
Where
we had an outdoor washing machine too.
$460 a month for rent at this spot I was staying at. And it was a spot where,
in most cities, by the way, that would get you an amazing place.
Yeah.
Yes. True,
huh? In
now,
Los
in California,
Angeles?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, this is like a, I think like a good way to sum up this house was that there was a couch on the porch, zero couch in the living room. It was one of those, yeah. One of yep. those vibes. So it's like there's a couch on the porch, no couch in the living room. There's technically, I don't know if you can call it in unit because the washer dryer was outside.
Out of unit, yeah.
Yeah, so out of unit washer dryer. And when you would bring in clothes from the dryer, you'd have to make sure that a stray sock didn't fall because then it would fall into like, just a pile of like dirt and leaves.
Yeah,
it was a dangerous game, but I was 21 and I was ready to play. Yeah. You know, but my friend, yeah, this guy who I wouldn't call him a friend now, he did fuck a girl on a washer, and this is like during a party.
Outside.
I've you know, this is an ex friend.
I think that's kind of what your early 20s.
That's nasty.
I think it's fine.
That's nasty.
It's weird if you're an adult. I think if you're in your early 20s, that's like, that's,
yeah,
that's kind of what it's all about. I think
is fucking in weird spots. I think
great.
Like
that's
fucking,
like, that's
I love,
kinda, yeah,
I love
that's,
like,
that's when, that's the time to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Fucking in like a risky spot or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like kind of, I mean, gross, maybe,
but not swingers. Like, but I think there's a difference between like risky and like nasty.
Sure.
Right. We're yeah. like, that's, you
they
know,
tend to go hand in hand.
They do tend to go hand yeah. in hand. Yeah.
Have you guys ever stumbled on people fucking in public?
I've seen people like a guy getting roadhead before.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, it was actually made me feel really weird.
Oh yeah.
It kind of yeah we saw it a couple months ago. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The well,
it was weird.
It was the way the guy looked. Like it wasn't like a like, cool kind of like. Guy you would imagine.
Wasn't it was, like a red convertible.
It was just kind of a schlubby guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like a red convertible. The guy with like slick back hair and
yeah,
sunglasses.
Yeah, like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Listening to Huey Lewis
right,
in the news.
Yeah, it wasn't like some guy that makes six figures. It was like, it was kind of like a schlubby dude. And like, it just made me feel weird. It like really, really stuck with me.
Yeah, we were like in the van, so we were like kind of higher up.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we could see like right down,
yeah,
right
like,
down into it, and
so
you're
seeing
like
the
much.
Action.
I saw like too much.
Yeah, it was weird.
And it kind of like it all slowed down. Like it, like I don't know, like you know when you like near death experience or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. I don't know. Like it was kind of like seeing, I don't know, like maybe it's like seeing a dead body or something.
Yeah.
It just it kind of gave me the willies. Like I got the, yeah. Stuck.
Yeah.
What kind of vehicle was he driving?
White SUV.
Like a Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
Shitty.
Yeah.
Shitty old.
And you could
SUV.
See her head.
Yeah. The whole thing was kind of icky.
What was her vibe?
Couldn't really see.
The giving head vibe.
Yeah,
I forgot where it was. It was like in the Midwest somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It's like yeah, they're like, it's kind of a Midwestern, vibe.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
For, I mean, good for them, but it just didn't sit well with me.
I think how do you feel about it?
Yeah, that's
how do you feel vis-a-vis roadhead?
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Yeah,
it's literally dangerous.
It's
literally
dangerous. I will
say
that.
Dangerous, yeah.
Listen, I've only received roadhead once in my life, and honestly. I never.
She was driving.
I was never. Yeah, that's actually a classic. Rory Scovel has a joke.
Oh, okay.
I was not familiar enough with Maryland highways.
Yeah.
And so the whole time
lost.
I was actually very nervous.
Yeah.
And I was borrowing the car. Also,
it doesn't help that you're impotent.
Not your car.
These are like this is like not my own car. It's Christmas break.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to navigate the exits. I don't know what exit I'm supposed to take. And so the whole time I was like, I'm not fool. I love this in theory.
Yeah.
And then in practice, it's actually
driving
is
a big responsibility.
Yeah.
It's a big responsibility.
Driving is a really big responsibility.
And as a man, it's like a whole, as a when you're younger, it's like you kind of don't give a shit as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a man, you're like, dude, I don't want people to have to see this either.
Right. Yeah.
So there's like, you know, sometimes you
like
doing GTA moves,
bare ass on the car seat. It's all pretty great.
Yeah, yeah. Doing GTA moves to like kind of like, oh, I can't. I got to get on the right side of that truck and like pass real quick. You know.
I know it sounds so cool in theory.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, you're on the 95, you're going 60 miles an hour. Yeah. What happens then? What happens if you your head snaps off?
My
And then you just have, oh my God.
No, you took it to a dark place. In middle school, one of my friends had, I think I've talked about this before, but one of my friends had a brother with some kind of mental disability, mm-hmm. but he was like kind of a legend, like enough, like he definitely enough that it like really affected him, but he had like a driver's license and like a job, I think.
Yeah.
But and he would always get into trouble, but like sort of, you know, because he did like, it wouldn't like really stick because he had you know, he had enough of a mental disability where it was like kind of like, I don't know if he ever really got charged too much.
Yeah.
But there was a whole situation where like he got pulled over for going like 110 down this like really residential street. And then when they finally pulled him over, he was like in the process of getting a blowjob from like this woman that nobody knew who she was.
Whoa.
And like, I just remember the logic after, because we were all like, I'm not going to say his name, but it was, we'll say his name was Gage. It was like one of those types of names. We're like, Gage, like, why were you driving on that road? Like, that's the worst place you could go. Like, there's a million cops there. And he's like, oh no, I like, he had like, he like, he's like, no, it's the best road to do it. We're like, you're going 80 miles an hour over the speed limit. It's like, he like picked a school road to be like driving back and forth on. Thing is obscure.
Just getting top the whole
getting
time.
Top. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's then, awesome.
Yeah, that took him down.
Yeah.
He lost his license for sure on that one.
Yeah.
It might have been a prostitute.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about
no.
it. Like,
Which
is even more of like an accomplishment, because I don't know where he found one where I grew up, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's a little less cool. If it was a
I think it's worth it. But where did you grow up? I don't know.
Suburbs of Chicago.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like where they filmed Home Alone?
No.
Okay.
I wish.
Different suburb?
That'd be sick.
Yeah, different suburb.
That's the super nice suburb, I think, up north. Yeah. I think that's Winnetka. Yeah.
What's it called? We Win.
I don't remember. Yeah, yeah. That sounds right.
Winnetka. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's
over,
where Fall Out Boy's from.
We drove around there a while back.
Yeah. Oh yeah, go to the Home Alone house for sure.
Home Alone house,
people live there.
Yeah, people live there.
And then they just have a constant stream of dickheads showing up.
Yeah,
like,
we saw other people.
Kevin, come
doing
outside.
The same thing. Yeah.
Right.
That would suck.
Yeah, I mean, you chose to live there.
Yeah, I think it was for sale recently.
Yeah, you absolutely knew what you were getting into, moving into the Home Alone house.
I think so.
Moving
or even
into
worse,
the Full House.
The
Brady Bunch house.
That's here. Yeah,
that's in the Valley.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think HGTV owns it now.
The Ferris Bueller's Day Off House is in Long Beach. Respect.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
So shout out to Long Beach. Ferris
you're
Bueller's
a Long
Day
Beach
off.
Boy.
Long Beach guy, yeah.
Well, how long have you lived there?
12 years. 2007. Oh, okay. 13 years now.
Long Beach is sick.
I love it, yeah.
I wish I could commit.
It's really great.
It's like slightly too far from Los Angeles.
It is, it is. It's a different thing. People from Long Beach
don't
go that much.
No.
You don't really go.
It's its own city.
You just do Long Beach stuff.
You listen to Snoop Dogg and Sublime.
Yeah, I do.
And hang out.
Yeah.
Have barbecues.
Yeah.
I would like the lifestyle. Do you ever go down there, Brandon?
Yeah, I had two of my first weeks living in Los Angeles.
We're in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
What were you doing down there?
My uncle and my aunt.
So I know about them.
I was like posted up over there.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean you know about them?
You've told us. You've talked about them on the pod, right?
Yeah.
They're the conservatives.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But I
only in
like,
abstract.
Yeah. There's like, you know, a couple people on my mom's side that are conservative.
Yes.
Same
with mine. Everybody has conservative relatives.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like staying at theirs like first couple weeks, which is great. Like with a car,
mm-hmm.
you know,
the Jetta,
with the Jetta,
the fucking Jetta.
One of the two Jettas.
I fucking love Volkswagen.
Yeah.
I love German engineering. I love the Jetta.
You know who else they made cars for, Brandon?
I know. But we're past all that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think their past defines them. I understand, you know, they made some stuff for some bad guys at some point, you know, whatever. Everybody was doing it.
Yeah, who made the suits? Hugo Boss?
Yeah, Hugo Boss made the suits. Yes. And honestly, did a great job. They're looking crispy.
It is weird that you're wearing uniforms. Hugo Boss suit as well.
Oh, yeah, I am in a full
kind of weird
head to toe Hugo Boss. Yeah.
In the uniform specifically. You're wearing the Hugo Boss Nazi uniform.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but they... Yeah, I guess they did. But IBM also, right?
Yep. That was IBM early helped. IBM.
Yeah, early IBM.
There was a lot of companies that even like got
Wait,
their
what's
start.
What's up with IBM?
IBM was making computers for the Nazis.
Yeah.
But early computers. It was
early
like punch
computers. I mean, yeah. Like,
really
yeah,
like punch
yeah.
card systems.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else? Fucking.
They were like those big size of room computers.
Yeah.
I feel like those were from like the 60s.
No, these are punch card systems.
Okay, right, yeah. Right, right. It's really early. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they were
I'm
drinking
not a, nerd,
a lot
so
of
I don't really know about computers.
They're drinking that. A lot of Sprite Zero.
Sprite? Little you know.
Yeah, they were drinking a lot of Sprite Zero.
That's how they got their start, unfortunately. Sprite was making you know, sodas for the soldiers.
Yeah. People don't talk about this.
They really don't. Yeah. Anyway, you guys are from Torrance?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's Torrance famous for?
Boogie Nights.
Oh.
The main character is from Torrance.
Oh, okay. So referenced.
It's referenced like many times. Yeah, in the movie.
Okay.
And they call him, I forget his name, but they like something from Torrance. And
what are your other claims to fame?
AYSO, the youth soccer, was started in Torrance.
That's good.
Oh, yeah?
What else we got? It's Toyota and Honda headquarters.
Oh wow!
No longer Toyota.
Damn.
There's lots of Japanese business.
Ed O'Neill from Married with Children. Al Bundy.
Oh yeah, Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Chuck Norris.
Later,
Chuck Norris.
Modern
Chuck
family.
Norris.
Yeah. Chuck Norris had a karate studio in Torrance.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty
and
funny.
Then, like, in that kind of zone, you have like a bunch of great bands like Descendants, Red Cross.
Oh yeah.
Black Flag,
Black
Circle
Flag.
Jerks, Pennywise.
But that's all.
They're
kind
from
of
Torrance.
Like,
it's all. They're all the
no,
beach cities.
It's all.
Yeah.
Like
the zone.
Know, they always,
the
they always have like one member that was from Torrance. Beach
yeah.
Boys, like one member.
Yeah.
Was, like from Torrance.
Emmett Rhodes.
Yeah. Rat. RATT.
Oh wow. Different era.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But not a ton of for how big it is. There's not. It hasn't.
What's it
a
close
lot of
to?
Cultural export. Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach, not much else kind
okay,
of near
yeah.
LAX, like
yeah.
El Segundo.
Lomita, Carson, San Pedro on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gardena.
It's the South Bay as the whole little area. But yeah, there's not a lot of freeway access to it, so it's kind of isolated. It kind of feels like you're in like Connecticut or Cleveland. Like it's all just kind of chain restaurants and or like out in Thousand Oaks almost. You
did
know?
You guys when did you form the band?
Matt and I have been playing in bands together since 2004. We were in like a pretty terrible, like kind of like post ska punk band, like kind of a ska punk band, but we had like At the Drive-In parts.
Yeah.
So it was really, really bad.
Sounds
stuff.
Messy.
Yeah. Really like lots of,
I was nardwarring you guys before. I was trying to get some tips.
Yeah.
The only thing I really got was, some of you guys were into ska
yeah,
before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there were kind of like bands that would
you.
Like have, it would like get fast and then it would kind of have like change genres mid song.
Yeah.
That was kind of where we're at. Really,
oh,
really
well,
bad stuff.
Given the area that you grew up, that's inevitable. I think
exactly.
that you have to start
yeah.
a ska
yeah,
band
yeah,
in
yeah,
high
yeah,
school.
Yeah, totally. But we started Joyce Manor in 2008 and that's kind of when it became a little more refined.
I was, like I said, doing the deep Wikipedia research mm-hmm. too to see if there's any heat, but it said that you, the first two lines of your Wikipedia says that they thought of the band name while drunk driving at Disneyland.
No, not drunk driving. You're
That's
driving
what it says on the Wikipedia, bro.
Oh, weird. That needs
what
to
is
change.
The story?
Oh,
I wasn't drunk driving. We were drinking in a car in the parking lot of Disneyland, but it was parked.
Oh, so you weren't driving.
Right.
No,
you gotta
no,
get
no.
that
I
changed.
I wouldn't drive drunk.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not even mad. It says at Disneyland, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. It was kind of the era when
what? Yeah. I mean, first of all, at least for Disney World, it's its own city.
Uh huh.
I don't know about Disneyland, but it could be legal. We don't even know. They have their own police.
Right.
And you know what?
We take care of it
all.
It's
okay if you disobey the police. And are you, I mean.
You go to Disney jail, man. They got their own
jail. You go to Disney jail, but, you know, drunk driving in Disneyland. If somebody's like, oh, yeah, I have a DUI, I'll be like, you know, that's not great. They said, I have a Disneyland DUI. I would look at it as more like, that's
not a lot
funny.
Of places to drive.
I want to know more.
Well, you don't really respect someone the same as, like, I've been to jail. You're like, oh, shit. And they're like, oh, I've been to Disney jail. You're not really, like, afraid of that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just kind of like, oh, you're probably, like, a shitty parent or something.
Yeah. Well, or, oh, like, she was drinking a car.
It was kind of when, like, Four Loko and Juice first came out.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, boy.
And, yeah, I was like.
J-O-O-S-E.
Yeah.
Juice. I used to drink that.
Yeah. So we were drinking a few of those before going into Disneyland. Because they did kind of have, like, a bit of a psychedelic effect. Like,
yeah,
it was like, oh, this will be
what did
those the original Four Loko and you could get kind of like you could kind of transcend.
Supposedly had wormwood in the original Four Lokos.
Wormwood,
yeah,
like is that like the acid that
it's like a it's some kind of light. It at least gave you like a body high. I think
there was
least.
Some kind of there was some kind of like out of body experience that came with it.
Yeah.
You could,
yeah, I was drinking those.
We used to drink them at band practice. We used to write songs
on a Four Loko drunk. Just probably during the day too.
Yes.
Do you remember the feeling of drinking two Four Lokos?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bro.
Dude,
it was kind of out of body.
Holy shit.
It was kind of out of body.
You know what I was thinking about the other day too? Because I was talking about high school drinking, and like I haven't really even figured out if I drank a lot or just like sometimes. Because I can't remember like dates and schedules.
Yeah.
I was trying to like place it like, oh, how much were we partying really? Not cool parties.
Right.
But then I wound up thinking about like I would have several nights where I would like, I never got caught. So I would like literally drink two bottles of Mad Dog 2020 or even like one, you know, that shit.
Of course.
It's like,
yeah.
It's
a
disgusting
similar
beverage.
Feeling.
It's like wine. It's like blue wine.
Yeah. Super
hobo
sugary.
Drink.
Yeah.
But I would like go, I would do that and then like go home, like not even that late, and just like sleep and wake up the next morning like and go talk to my mom.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like I don't remember when I had my first hangover, but like that just hit me the other day. I'm like, how did I do that? Like I was just like literally go talk to my mom. One more, dude. I would.
After,
I get
like,
hungover now.
Excessive
nothing.
Binge drinking.
Yeah.
The thought of drinking one of those now and then doing anything the
anything.
Next day is like.
Let alone talking to your mom and having her not be suspicious.
Well, our guitar player is how much 6 years younger than us?
Yeah.
So when we started the band, I was 22 and he was what? Oh my God, that can't be right. He can't be 6 years.
He's five. I guess he's probably 5 years younger.
So he was like 15 or 16. So he was like in high school straight up.
Oh, wow.
But he would like keep up with us. He would be like drinking Four Lokos and smoking weed and shit. And then he would just go home. Yeah. And then I was like, you're just going to go home. Like, I lived in an apartment
with
my friends. And he would just come hang out and be like, yeah, whatever. And then he'd be like, all right, I guess fucking high school in the morning. So see you later. Like,
yeah.
But he was doing all the same shit.
Because now it's like I could smell like if one of my friends is hungover, I could like smell it off.
Yeah,
them.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe my parents just didn't care.
They were like, yeah, he's just being a kid.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think you would, like, it should be noticeable the next day if somebody drank two Mad Dogs.
Two Mad Dogs is insane. Yeah, well, you can metabolize. Well, this
is, when did they
now.
Move to separate spots?
When I was in college.
They also probably thought that you were drinking, like, Budweiser.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I mean, just that specific drink would, should wreck you.
It's
it's really
I don't
insane.
Know how it is, but, I guess not really getting hangovers. Unless I was, like, puking drunk or something.
Yeah,
but
that doesn't really start till your early 20s.
I didn't even like beer yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tried it and it was gross.
Who was giving you Mad Dog 2020?
We had older friends.
What was their vibe?
Weird, of course.
They drink.
Yeah.
Mad Dog drinkers.
You know, they're your friends. Friends in the scene that were 21. You know, there was quite a few for some reason.
What kind of scene is this?
I was in I don't know. I was in like all sorts of bands growing up, but it was like the suburban like punk hardcore. Slash
metalcore
too, kind of like, but everybody hung out together because there wasn't like a big enough scene.
There wasn't enough of you. Yeah, totally.
There's always like the hippie guy too.
Yeah, one hippie. We eventually beefed with the hippies. I don't remember why, the hippies being people who smoked weed.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And had like, can't, you know, they had like hemp bags.
They like weren't really into punk, but they like hung out with the
They
punk
listened
dudes.
To Sublime.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's like the drama kids and stuff. Yeah.
They wore Bob Marley tie-dye t-shirts that they bought at the mall. Every mall has one Stoney store, I think. Have you, is that not a thing?
Well, there's like a section
like
of Stoney
where it's, Spencer's. That's like the Stoney store.
Nothing like that at the Americana,
I'm more interested in like the store that's like a, dragon statues and swords and stuff like those are the kind of people I wish I'd been spending more time with.
Those, they always have those, or like they'll sometimes malls will get like a Native American store, like collectibles, and be like,
you know what though, that store now would probably be full of hot girls.
Yeah,
you
now
know
it
what
would
I mean
be.
Like then it was definitely not, but now they'd be like, oh wow,
like
this
like problematic,
like witchy stuff, you know.
I don't know, I'm not associating with any fucking, I'm not trying to get any sort of cultural appropriation pussy.
Of like the the sword store.
Oh no, you're talking about the Native American stuff?
No.
Well, the sword store
this
too.
Shit is like crazy like dragon rings and orbs with like a badass wizard
Sedona, Arizona stuff.
Yeah,
that
like
stuff.
like a real suit of armor that you can buy for like $4,000 or something.
Yeah, most baffling is that it's in a mall.
Yeah, there's always
like
that
who's
store.
Going in there.
Yeah, who? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Buy, now
going to the mall to buy a suit
of
armor.
Girls.
Yeah.
It's usually a
Game of Thrones, you know? It like
it brought
kinda,
back.
Kind of brought.
I worked
back.
At the mall. I know there's so many weirdos that hang out there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Where'd you work in the mall?
Zoomies.
Oh, right.
Nice.
When it was a brand new store.
I can actually see that.
Wow.
When I was 15.
Oh,
I got the job
okay.
at 15, about to turn 16. They hired me.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But it was like a brand
new
store.
What kind
of
discount are we talking at Zoomies?
Bad. But no? We got like a decent one on like the Zoomies brand.
They actually
shit.
Make you pay extra.
What's their brand stuff? Like,
it
got
was
got?
Like at the time it was called Empire or something like that.
And it's shoes?
Pants and stuff like that.
Track
so
pants
I got like
something?
A decent discount, but I didn't last super long there.
Okay.
And because I'm not good at sales.
No, yeah.
Well, because they would want me to like flirt with girls to like sell socks.
Yeah. Was it commission based? Or you just like
don't
get
you
hours?
Got,
you got
hours and commission. Yeah. And then like at the end of the year, whoever gets like the most sales gets sent to like this big party.
Oh,
in,
God.
On the West
oh,
Coast.
That's really young to have.
It's like
a
magazine racket.
I worked a couple shitty jobs like that when I was like 15. And
yeah.
Like, your child. Your literal child.
The Vans store is like that. The Vans store is like they make it's really competitive.
Really?
Yeah, it's like I don't think it's necessarily commission based, but it's like favoritism plays into it.
They always ask
yeah.
you majorly. Who helped you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm always like, this is a fucking van store.
My manager would tell me to like, I probably would. I don't know. I was kind of a dork, but like, I would have flirted with girls anyway if he didn't tell me to. But when you tell me to do it, that's when it's like weird. And also
hard,
pressure.
Yeah.
It's like,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I don't even know. I can't flirt on command.
Yeah, go speak.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
15-year-old. Yeah.
And then he would try to tell me to do it and then like pivot them into buying men's socks. Because like, he'd be like, they'd have these, like, we're trying to sell men's socks today.
Right.
He'd be like, dude, incentive, those girls will buy some. Go, dude, just go flirt with them.
Oh,
I'd
wow.
be like, how am I going to flirt with these girls and get them to buy men's size 13 socks?
Yeah.
And this was a grown man telling me to do it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, also, like, day two at that store, I started smoking cigarettes.
Damn.
Just, like, I mean, looking back, changed the course of my life, for sure. I'm still
oh,
on
that
the
was
still
fault.
On the vape
strip,
thing.
Zoomies. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But, like, it is funny looking back, because, like, go out
it was
for a break.
Stress from working at Zoomies?
No, I wasn't even stressed. He was having a cigarette break, and he said I could come. I went out, and he was like, do you want one? I'm like, I've never tried one. He's like, they're cool.
Like a monster.
I was like, dude, he gets to take breaks to do this?
Yeah, right.
We don't get breaks.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah,
dude, I'm gonna smoke this cig.
Yeah.
And just did.
It just
that was it
introduced you to the concept of like
a cigarette
going
break.
Outside.
Yeah, I was like, he gets to go outside.
Yeah. What kind of cigarettes?
Right, just like being able to leave a room.
It was a Parliament, I think.
What about when you started smoking, though? What'd you do?
I smoked Parliaments a little bit, and then I went to Camels, I think.
Yeah, Camel Blues.
And
yeah,
then...
Yeah.
Does anybody actually use the thing in Parliaments for Coke?
Yeah.
Because they always
not
say
anyone,
that the...
Not me, but yeah.
They say that the thing on a Parliament, that hole is for the...
For
that
Coke?
Gap... In
it's
between
not for
the
Coke.
Filter and
is
the...
Is it for machine gunners? That's what
yeah, that was
me.
The original.
Yeah, that's what
like,
it's for
people
right?
to bite down on...
Oh, for people to bite down on it?
While
they're while they're machine gunning.
Yeah, the story was that it was for, like, the military.
Right.
Yeah. So you can, like, you know, have it in your mouth.
Well, the game of telephone has it has gotten to the point where I think people assume that it's
the for, logic for that. Well, just because you could just use it for coke,
you could smoke weed out of an apple, but that's not what an apple's for. Just because you can doesn't.
But you've seen people.
Bro, you know why God made the core of the apple?
You've seen people use that the end of a parliament for.
I have. Yeah. I'm aware. Yeah.
I guess so.
Parliaments were like it was a real like early 2000s hip cigarette. Right?
It was.
Yeah, that's a hipster cig.
Yeah.
That's probably why
I think they're kind of having a moment again.
Oh no,
that's good for them.
But then American Spirits—that's kind of—that's the one now.
That's been on it. Yeah. I'm anti. American Spirits are—it's too much.
Too long. Yeah,
they last way too.
If you go outside
way
with someone who's having a cigarette and they're smoking American Spirit, you're just out there forever.
No, it smokes. It takes like twice as long to smoke an American Spirit. Also, that is sort of, I will say, as a as somebody that has quote unquote quit nicotine, right? Like I
very quote unquote. Yeah.
All I do is, well, I hit my girl's Juul, and then I bum cigarettes from people.
You just bummed a cig off yourself.
I bought a pack the other day.
You just bummed it off yourself.
I bought some 27s the other day, and I'm not proud of it. But I do generally smoke 27s if I'm like buying cigarettes for myself.
Yeah.
But I think like if you're in a situation where you're bumming cigs, almost always, if you're like, can I maybe have a cigarette? It's almost always an American Spirit.
Mm.
And it's always going to fucking take, you know, it's going to take
for people
me
who don't,
10 minutes to smoke.
That's what
this.
The generous smokers.
Sometimes
smoke.
You hit the jackpot and it's a Camel Crush.
Yeah,
exactly. And if it's a Camel Crush, I mean, we can talk about this at length. You were smoking Camel Crushes for years.
I've legit smoked Camel Crush.
I will say, regarding the Camel Crush, my move.
Welcome to the cigarette review.
Welcome to Cig Talk. I will say, with a Camel Crush, smoke it regular style, then halfway through, boom.
That's the idea.
Activate it.
Yeah, it's
activate the crush technology halfway through. I know people that fucking crush it immediately. I think that's weird.
The most fucked thing about me was when I was
this
smoking them,
weird.
I never crushed them.
That's weird.
I smoked them, no crush ever.
Why?
You just liked the...
I got used to them. I think it was like... at the time, it was harder to find like a Camel light cigarette or something. Yeah. They like moved around their products.
I mean, like Turkish Royals.
I wasn't a fan.
Love a Camel Turkish. A Camel
you mean
Turkish Royal?
What's it? Turkish Royal.
No, there's Turkish Blues. There's Turkish Royals.
Oh, okay.
Camel Turkish Royal. That's a tasty cig.
You know why I was doing the crush mostly though? They had a bunch of coupons for them at first.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. They came out of bars.
Yeah. And you could always, every gas station had a Camel Crush.
Yeah.
They always had them for some reason.
So yeah, what are your guys' favorite cigarettes?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
Camel
a
Crush. I'm so happy to be off the cigs, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to quit nicotine in general, but like, man, that was, yeah, I hated that shit.
Yeah, totally.
Get tired of it. I wish I didn't start smoking at Zoomies.
I know. Zoomies set you off on the wrong path.
I was like not really fully smoking though.
Yeah.
And then like when I was like leaving for college, I had one when I was drinking and I'm like, this is good.
That's what I liked too.
I'm going to do this
forever.
You're
drinking.
I've never smoked a cigarette sober in my entire life.
Good for you.
I have smoked many drunk cigarettes.
Good for you.
What's your move? What's your cigarette?
Do you have a preference?
I don't have a preference, I don't know.
Drunk, how do you not have a fucking favorite?
Yeah, but
what's your favorite cig, dude? I bring you on the podcast. You won't tell me what your favorite cig is.
I think,
bro. Tell me what your
feelings. My feelings about cigarettes are that it's kind of like a Reese's peanut butter cup or like, a regular Coca-Cola.
Yes.
I think all the chemicals and shit in it make it better. So like,
yes.
Anything like an American Spirit.
Okay.
I don't really like.
Yep.
I love
okay.
like a Marlboro Light or a Camel Light.
Okay.
Like full of the chemicals that make it burn good and all the like gross stuff that's in
it.
That's kind of what makes it like deeply satisfying.
Yes.
Like a Hostess thing. It's like full of preservatives.
Yeah. It's
but
like
it's like
a, like a Hostess cupcake.
And it, like, yeah.
Like a, it's like a fucking zebra cake.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking.
All the kids listening right now, cigarettes are just like your favorite candies and
cigarettes
treats.
Are like your favorite
but
candies
if you were to
and
have,
treats.
But if you were to have like a like gourmet ass version
Oh, I've had the gourmet cigs. They suck.
Or Nat like
Sherman's. Yeah. Bro, I used to smoke Nat Sherman's when I was young.
What's a Nat Sherman?
Brandon's losing his mind.
Those cigarettes that have the colored tips, you know, yeah, they have gross. Like pink ones.
They're like fancy to sell them at cigar shops.
Yeah. Yeah. What about cloves? Yeah, cloves.
Yeah, I used to fucking. I thought it was so cool to smoke Nat Sherman's. This is like when I was like maybe like 21.
Well, if I had to guess, you were probably doing it like not. You know, 21?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That kind of changes my view. That's so funny, though.
Yeah. Well, you know how late I started drinking.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We definitely had those in high school and stuff. Mm. dumb memory of going to the cigar shop in the mall after seeing Scarface with my friends, where he has the double-nosed cocaine thing. And by the way, none of us have ever seen cocaine. Right. We don't even know. Yes. We've never seen it in person. Nor have we done it or even really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Remember we went into like the cigar shop literally in the cafeteria of the mall and asked them if they had those to buy. I'm trying to describe it. Like, have you seen Scarface?
Oh my
like
my
the thing
God.
Goes in your nose and he's like, no, we don't have cocaine tools. We're a cigar shop.
At a cigar shop?
In the mall.
That's so funny. How old
you're
you?
Trying to like beer bong like
16
cocaine.
Or something. Literally so dumb. We probably... The guy was probably just staring at us like these are the biggest idiots.
That rocks.
Yeah. God, what were we talking about? Oh, Nat Sherman's. You just like randomly smoked him or what?
No, I thought that. Yeah.
These are a gentleman cig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I was like being a gentleman.
He's buying like.
Well, this is like
$22 cigarettes.
I got addicted to cigarettes. I got addicted to nicotine because I was smoking cigarettes as a bit. Oh, I was just going around like, oh, I'm a cig head. Like, damn, I love cigarettes. And like, as a joke. Like, I was like, oh, it would be funny if a guy was obsessed with cigarettes.
Yeah, it would be funny.
And then I accidentally got addicted to nicotine.
Yep.
No, I was fully smoking cigarettes as a joke for like a month. And then...
That's a great joke.
Just kept doing it. Yeah.
One of those month-long jokes.
Yeah.
One of those month-long jokes comedians do that is not in front of a crowd.
Yeah. It's
by yourself in a driveway.
Yeah, it's just for my friends.
You're outside your house at 2 a.m. like, huh, guys, isn't this funny?
Yeah, it's, you know, still some, you know, some may say maybe I'm still doing the bit to this day.
Yep.
You know?
I really wish I didn't start though. That was like the one thing my parents told me not to do that I wish I had.
No, it's yeah. I
need to figure out a way to communicate better to my future kids.
I wish I was somebody that I literally up until I tried a cigarette was somebody who had never tried a cigarette, right?
Yeah.
Somebody that had never tried nicotine. I know people that have just never tried nicotine. That sounds amazing.
No, that's the move. That is
it
the
sounds
move.
Amazing to have just never tried nicotine in any capacity.
I think that's like the speech. For future kids, when I'll, you know,
yeah,
God willing,
literally,
if I have a daughter,
don't try it.
No, yeah, I'll be like, look, there's a lot of things I'm gonna tell you not to do that, like, you might try, like, do not try that ever.
Yes,
yeah, don't even touch it.
Nobody needs it.
You'll thank me later.
Yeah,
it has to be like, you got to give them a little bit of the carrot, and then you give them the stick. I think.
Right.
Like, look, I know you're gonna try some beers.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. Still.
Yeah. But
don't
that'll
even try the cigs.
You'll get, you know, that'll. That'll lead you on some good roads.
Although when we're having kids, cigs might not be cool.
Yeah,
it's all nicotine.
Will they even be around?
Yeah, it'd be like, don't vape, kid.
Yeah.
Don't
well,
the
no,
vape.
They're getting rid of vapes.
I don't know.
That's all. They're all. It's about to be illegal.
Yeah. Okay. Then it'll be cigs then, because you can't ban cigarettes.
Like
can't
big ban cigarettes? Big
no,
tobacco. Well, I mean, I think you know, big tobacco is, you know, the big tobacco lobbyists are the ones that are making e-cigs illegal.
Mm. Well, you literally can't ban cigarettes as part of the grand bargain from the 90s.
Whoa.
But
you can't like outright ban them.
Ban vapes, which is
fucked.
I noticed
we've been to Australia a few times. Starting 2012, everybody smoked there.
Yeah.
And then I think 2013, they made them, maybe around 2012, they made them extremely expensive.
Yeah,
they got about twice as expensive, and having gone there in 2015, like it's amazing how few people smoke now.
Huh?
Yeah, you got to either roll your own or quit.
It's it's like so unbelievably expensive. Yeah.
How much are we talking a pack?
Like probably U.S. dollars, like not an exaggeration, maybe like $25-$30 a pound.
Jesus.
Damn. Yeah.
You know the fucked up thing though? Like, luckily I'm not smoking anymore, but like that wouldn't even get me off it for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I would just be buying $30 packs for a little bit, just going broke. I would eventually do it though.
Something funny my friend Zach showed me when I was back home is the cigarettes subreddit.
Oh my god. I've been on there before.
So good.
What do they talk about on there?
Like, it's literally cig heads who are like fucking, you know, they're just like, like nothing like a good
it's like all,
I don't know, just
it's just all children
of like ashtrays.
That's
full
so
of cigs.
Funny.
Like ashtrays in their home or whatever.
I'm gonna scan this while we keep talking.
Click top all time.
I'm looking top this month.
Yeah.
Top all time.
Top all time on r/cigarettes.
The top all time post is please don't litter your butts.
Oh.
It's just literally like
PSA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should be better about that, honestly.
These are wait. Okay, I mean, this is just like, it's not good pod content.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, but it's like cig jokes, you know?
Cig jokes.
Like some guy posted a picture of him like halfway through a Marlboro, like a bad iPhone picture. It's like, life pro tip. If your bus is running late, just light up a cigarette. The bus will arrive within one puff.
Oh, yeah, that's like a street joke. That not even a joke. It's just sort of like a thing that people say.
Oh, dude, Murphy's this is dark. Law.
Yeah.
This is dark. It's a picture of a really fucked up car passenger seat. It's a Century Custom vehicle. Look at this pic. The caption is, lost my son at 19 weeks on the 25th. Smoking and spending time with my wife is the only thing keeping me together. Smoke one for my son, you guys.
Oh, no.
That's so dark.
Smoke a cigarette for... Oh,
but
man.
But that's obviously... I mean...
Oh, man.
I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
Lost his baby son. Mm-hmm. But also... Is there not a better place for you to turn for support than the cigarette subreddit?
r/cigarettes.
Smoke one for my son.
Damn.
Did the subreddit light one up right then? Be like, you know what? Where are my camels? I'm gonna light up a cig.
Damn.
Yeah.
What a community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, no, the cigarette like reviews on YouTube are pretty good too.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that. I love any sort of like. The cigarette community online, and I mean it really is like I do just want to fully like not want nicotine in any capacity because I've said it before that like not all people that smoke cigarettes are gross, but all gross people smoke cigarettes, right?
No, you could fully be gross
fully
and not
backwards.
Smoke cigs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There are so many ways to be gross.
Yeah. I think that like most of like the nastiest people I know. Always.
I mean, you're talking comedians though. You know comedians.
Not well, yeah, anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's tons of nasty people. Not
that,
all of them smoke
that
cigs.
Don't smoke cigarettes.
Yes. I mean, vapors.
Yeah.
Just vapors alone. Let's put that out there.
Anybody with a rig.
Yeah. There's a guy that reviews old MREs who's just like a true freak on YouTube.
Oh, very familiar.
Yeah, this guy's great. Yeah. But he like orders like a 1941 MRE and he'll try the food and shit. Mm. But a funny detail I like about him is I don't get the sense that he's a cigarette smoker.
Yeah.
But if they have cigarettes, he'll smoke the cigarettes in there.
Wow.
I just think that's
wow.
like such a funny, it'd be such a funny thing if he picked up the habit
so
by
60
doing
year
that.
Old cigarette.
Yeah,
I would smoke a 100-year-old cigarette.
Yeah. He's smoking like, literally, like, 100-year-old cigarette sometimes.
It would be terrible, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be, like, stale
really
as hell.
Dried
stale,
out.
He said some of them were good. Like, that's he cool. had an old Lucky Strike from World War II, and he, like, reviews it like a wine connoisseur. He's like, it's a good drag. And he'll, like, kind of, like, be like, they really don't make them like this anymore, you know? Like,
oh, like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I found weed under my dad's bed when I moved in with my dad when I was 22. I moved in, like, I got evicted from an apartment. I moved in with my dad for, like, a month or so. And I was just bored, and I was looking through his stuff. And found some old, super old weed from the 90s.
Wow.
That was kind of a connoisseur of 90s weed.
It
was really, really dry and old, very old, like ancient weed.
Did it?
Because my dad wasn't a weed guy, but he had apparently bought weed in the 90s and just kept it for years and years and years.
Wow.
So not until I found it and smoked it.
This is a great cigarette hashtag meme from 9gag.com. When the night is so quiet, you could hear your cigarette burning.
Yeah.
It's like a silhouette of a man.
Like that's like a top.
This is one of the top posts of the r/cigarettes.
Oh,
it's just all like pro relatable cig content. Yeah.
Cig stuff.
For people who just love it.
Yeah.
That's a good, I mean, dude, if you're going to do it, you may as well love it.
Yeah.
It's a weird literally thing all to get just into. Like that feeling when you have a drink and then you smoke a cigarette. It's like in impact font.
That first cig feeling.
Yeah.
With like the like world's most interesting man meme. Or
yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
I don't always smoke cigarettes. Oh, wait. Yes, I actually do.
Yeah, that's definitely one.
That's got to be one.
It has to be one of there. Yeah. It's so, that just seems like the funniest life choice.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you guys think like, Joe Camel was cool?
Oh,
I
the
was
pimp.
Too, yeah.
But if you look, if you really go back and look at some Joe Camel ads, he like really doesn't look cool at all.
Yeah.
He looks like really shitty.
I remember just like the gear, like the stuff he used to be able to get from like collecting the cartons or whatever.
Yeah.
Undeniably cool. You get like bomber jackets and shit.
Yeah.
You see it in thrift stores now.
Yeah. No, a lot of like my favorite vintage store finds. Mm-hmm. I mean, I won't say my favorite vintage store finds, just sort of vintage store finds where I'll pick it up and then I'm like, oh, well, how often am I going to be wearing this Marlboro pocket tee?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But a lot of it is sort of old
Camel
cigarette,
cash gear and shit. My fifth grade teacher,
gear.
I don't even know why he told us this, but he definitely told his class of fifth graders that like he works construction in the summers and he like collected so many from like the ground that he bought like a Camel canoe.
Whoa.
Like he bought like the boat off Camel Cash.
Yeah.
Like a nice fishing boat. So sick.
The dude who owned the Cozy Cafe,
mm-hmm.
His kid used to spend his Camel Cash. Like he'd give his kid the Camel Cash.
And he got the best type of dad.
He was saving up for a pool table.
Oh.
Yes, but cashed
so
in early
sick.
To get an acoustic guitar.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
And he was
wow.
writing these kind of like rip-off Saves the Day songs on like a Camel acoustic guitar.
That's so tight.
But it was bought with Camel Cash. Pretty sick.
That's
I
so
can't
sick.
Tell if like if you start your music career with Camel Cash, like is that going to result in like the best
I know,
type
right?
of music or the literal worst like struggle music?
It was bad.
Yeah, I mean it could, you know, it could work out.
If you're that resourceful, you know, you could just be doing like Red Bull Live your whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, Post Malone started because he was like playing Guitar Hero.
Oh, really?
So he like moved out to LA because his friends were professional gamers.
Oh, whoa.
And he would just like
wow.
do songs on their Twitch stream or whatever.
Yeah, he got discovered singing Santeria with Sublime.
Really?
Yeah. Some like, yeah.
That's
he
crazy.
He was just like doing like, I was like an open mic night kind of thing. And someone was like, this guy's like a star.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now he's the spokesperson for Bud Light Seltzer.
And Bud Light Seltzer and Doritos Limon.
Oh, really? He's the sponsor for that?
Yeah, he's got, I mean, he's a very rich man.
Yeah.
He probably smokes cigarettes.
He loves
I think he
hella
does.
He
hella
does.
He
sings about it.
Yeah.
We actually haven't talked about your band at all on this.
That's true.
Yeah, very little.
I'm trying to think if I even, I mean, I was trying to nardwar you guys from Andy. He only gave me the ska thing though, really.
Yeah.
But I am a big fan. Brandon's girlfriend's a big fan.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
So my girlfriend is too. We actually saw you guys. You played 3 shows in a row at the Glass House.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, it was cool. Never done 3 nights
house?
Somewhere.
It's in Pomona.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
It's a, dude, that's a sick venue.
Yeah.
Full suburban show.
Love it.
Love a good suburban show.
Yeah, it's one of the best spots.
But it is like, and it's not like, I mean, Pomona's a suburb, but there's a downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it didn't really, it wasn't like playing, it's not like a real suburban show. It's sick. They have like a good bar there and like, it's just like a nice venue. I would definitely go there again.
Yeah, I love it.
I liked it way better than LA venues.
Yeah.
It's sick. It sounds good.
It sounds good.
It's one of the best
really
venues,
good.
I think, in the country.
Yeah, I love it.
You serious?
Yeah.
I think so too.
I mean,
Glass House is great.
I did like kind of grow up going to shows there, so I might have a biased opinion, but
yeah,
it's not that close to Torrance either, though. It's like it was like almost an hour.
It's pretty far.
Yeah,
But it's like perfect size, really good sound, good stage. Always love playing there.
It seems like they book good bands.
Yeah, they book good bands. They're really good to the bands.
it's like seems kind of like punk specific and kind of like surrounding genres, you know?
Yeah.
The guy who books the shows there used to run a ska record label.
Really?
Yeah.
Which label? I don't even know if I'd know it.
I think it's called Vegas Records.
Oh, wow. Which is very that sounds pretty ska.
It does sound pretty ska. Yeah. Yeah.
Brandon, you don't know anything about ska, do you?
No, all I know is Aquabats.
Mm. Weird. Who we were just talking about.
That's all I know.
They're playing the OC Fair this year.
Really?
Oh, the Aquabats. I think that would be fun. Yeah.
That's going to be a banger of a show.
Yeah.
A lot of that's like... You know, you can't get more of Aquabats fans in one place than Orange
County. Their shows
County.
Are pretty star studded now.
Oh, wait, who's the other one? The other ska band? That
Brandon,
I know?
Name two ska bands. No Doubt. How about that?
Oh, No Doubt. Wait, is it Real Big Fish?
Real Big Fish.
Yeah. Yeah, because I knew about that song because of Disney's Skate Adventure.
That's come up a couple times in this podcast. It's still so funny because I believe they also had a song on Tony Hawk. Like the real skate game?
Yeah, but it was
the Disney version.
The same game engine as Tony Hawk. Like the exact same buttons. It's the exact same
but
game
you
as
chose
Tony
to
Hawk.
Play.
But it was like Simba and Buzz Lightyear and Tarzan were like the three main.
I'd like to think you chose that over Tony Hawk. Like your mom was you sure you don't want the other skate game? You're like,
I want
Simba.
I played a lot of Tony Hawk also. Later.
I don't remember that Disney.
Maybe
one.
At the same time.
I didn't remember the
there were a
Disney
lot
game.
Disney
of
Skate
like
Adventure.
Tony Hawk knockoffs and like, you know.
You know like Noisy does that like rank your records. They have like the artists do it. I read the one for Tony Hawk. Mm-hmm. He did like all
where he ranked the
game. Game soundtracks. He ranked the game soundtracks. It was so insanely boring and like had no insight into it was horrible. It was like so bad. And there's so many games. He like ranked like 24 games.
Right.
So bad. But he did bring up a good point that the first game has Dead Kennedy's police truck in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like it's not really that censored. Like it has like it has only the cursing censored, but the subject matter is totally intact.
Yeah, how does it go?
I'm not gonna sing police truck on the podcast. But
tonight's the night where we ride the truck like
It's about like cops beating people up. And
I remember
it's a very anti-police message for like children.
Yeah, at one point I do remember playing Tony Hawk and my mom coming in and being like, I heard curses.
it was lightly censored. The Nintendo 64 version actually, Police Truck is instrumental. But on PlayStation was a little more racy.
You used to be able to play the N64 version at McDonald's.
Oh, cool.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
No blood. Wait, was there blood in the? Was there blood in the?
No, there was no blood.
No blood. Like Mortal Kombat or something. There's some game on.
I think
where
there
they took the blood out.
Yeah.
The first Mortal Kombat had no blood. It was like it looked like sweat.
Huh.
Oh, on Nintendo 64?
No, the very first one on Genesis, I think. They like.
Dude, there was blood.
That
dude,
Tony Hawk.
Super Nintendo, there was blood.
I think they
maybe
took
Genesis
the blood
they had no blood
out.
On Genesis. No blood. Because
I remember playing number two.
Very bloody
being
game.
Like,
my
Oh man,
the Tony Hawk soundtrack was extremely important, though. I think.
Oh yeah.
It's weird that he isn't. I wonder if he even like realizes it. Because for a lot of kids,
for a lot of people.
A lot of people. Yeah.
He does, but a lot of the whole they. Well, I don't know why they like ran that article. He was like, I didn't really choose the songs for this one. So
by game three, he probably wasn't.
He's like, I wasn't really involved. I just kind of let the music department do it. So this one's
also,
number like 16 on the list.
How much time do you think
to
Tony Hawk dedicated to a Noisy interview email?
I kind of think
like,
he didn't do it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did rank the first one as the best.
He just ranks them in order.
Yeah.
Like, so my top one is Tony Hawk 1.
Yeah. Number two. Yeah. Seriously.
I mean, although.
No exaggeration.
Like, my order would probably go similarly.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I would switch 3 and 2.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be my only difference.
When I was younger, I had Street Hoops for PS2. Anybody ever play that game?
Oh, NBA Street?
No, it's just called Street Hoops.
Okay.
Different game.
The soundtrack was all hip hop, and the only song I liked on it was "Roll Out" by Ludacris.
Yeah.
So I muted all the other songs, and so every time I would play that game, it was just "Roll Out" for
over and over again.
Yeah, like hours. So
that's amazing.
I've heard that song a lot. That song's good.
Primus is probably the weirdest song in the Tony Hawk 1 soundtrack.
Kind of an outlier.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, there was another weird one. Oh man.
There weren't that many songs. Like by the sequels, there were a
there's
lot.
There's a Suicidal Tendencies song from the second record.
Yeah.
That like other Suicidal Tendencies record.
Yeah.
And it's like it's weird to include that. And then there's like a oh man, it's not Helmet, but it's like kind of like a noise rock band has a song.
Yeah.
It's really, it's like, yeah, it's about as weird as the Primus one, maybe.
Yeah, the Primus one sticks out, but kind of, I mean, I can't imagine the
game
without
it. A lot of ska punk, a lot of ska punk on there.
Yeah, some respect, good ska punk.
Respect, Suicide Machines, Goldfinger.
Oh, I was just thinking of it. Oh, Crazy Taxi had a good soundtrack.
Offspring.
Almost entirely the Offspring.
Offspring and Bad Religion,
Bad Religion,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was... not Street Skater, Top Skater at the arcade.
All Pennywise.
Yeah. Oh,
that was a fun as fuck game. Yeah, you stand on the skateboard.
Yeah, it was arbitrary though.
You would just kind of
ollie when you got to the ramp on an actual skateboard, and then
that game was terrible. Select
a trick.
Yeah.
At the time,
though,
you've done this now.
I remember my dad took me to ESPN Zone.
Oh,
and I was like,
yes.
I stood on that skate game like, this is the most realistic thing I've ever done.
It was
in my
incredible.
Life.
Yeah, yeah, it was incredible.
It feels like I'm really skateboarding.
No, did you skateboard
fucking
as a kid?
Loved
yeah,
ESPN
bad.
Zone.
Bad,
yeah. So
yeah, ESPN
much.
Zone was sick.
I remember the first time I visited Chicago. I mean, when you're a kid, like, nothing, like, you don't register culture yet,
mm-mm.
for the most part, unless you, like, have, like, fucking cultured parents or whatever. Most of us did not have, you know,
parents
with, like, a ton of cultural capital, you know? Mm-mm. But... So going to Chicago, I remember the first time I went to Chicago, I was like, yeah, Chicago, great city. They've got a Rainforest Cafe. They have an ESPN Zone.
Yeah.
Bohemian
Need
place.
I say more?
Yeah.
Like, I literally was just like, yeah, this place has Rainforest Cafe. That's awesome.
Was there...
ESPN Zone. That's awesome.
Was there skating
I'm 6
ESPN?
Years old.
ESPN? Yeah, they had the X Games.
X Games. Okay.
Yeah.
X Games.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching Tony Hawk do the 900.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Uh-huh. Oh, man. What a moment.
Yeah. Game got people back into skateboarding, too.
Big time.
It had another... I think that provoked the next big skateboard boom.
Yeah.
Because it, like, comes and goes. Like,
totally.
Right.
Skateboarding has come and gone before.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what happened to rollerblading.
I was playing Tony
what
Hawk.
What killed rollerblading?
Rollerblading.
Dude, were
rollerbladers.
You guys... were you rollerblading as
no.
a kid?
Oh, yeah, I bladed, very little kid. Sure. Very little kid. Very little kid.
Dude, I was blading... Dude.
By fourth
reveal
grade...
Reveal about myself... I still blade, bro.
Oh, no.
I play street hockey sometimes.
Okay.
Do you know about this about me?
Oh.
Like,
yeah,
I acquired skates and a stick at some point, and so did my friend, and we were, like, gonna dick around. And then when I told a couple people about it, I found some people that were like, dude, we play street hockey.
Oh.
And so I've gone and played street hockey.
That sounds fun.
At, like, a street hockey rink.
Mm.
And it's so fucking fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It brings
you
back. I used to... like actually actual street hockey as a kid.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it is, I do acknowledge it is really funny.
No,
I
want to
see you
just
rollerblading.
It's not lame.
Out and about. I
rollerblading
just see you rollerblading
solo is really
dolo,
funny.
Oh, bro. What are you talking about playing on a team? I want to see you on these streets by yourself.
But that used to
blading.
Be normal. That used to be normal, but now
I know.
Think about it. If you're driving in Silver Lake and you see me on the sidewalk, just fucking blading with a backpack on.
You're gonna
like,
start
just mind my own business.
Either. Yeah.
Just like
yeah,
you're
this
like,
guy's true to himself.
Yeah,
probably
you'd be like,
fun.
Where are you going?
Whoa.
Yeah,
be
it's
like,
probably fun.
Dude, I'm just going to my friend's house. What's the big deal?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, why can't it be like
then
that
what,
anymore?
Okay, then you better start. Or are you just a follower?
I think you need to make a video game.
Yeah.
Or Jet Set Radio?
Jet Set Radio.
Jack Ryan Radio.
Is that what it's called? Jack Ryan?
Were you a Dreamcast guy?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Dynamite Cop.
I won
my
yes. Well, I did not have the, I did. I had Crazy Taxi. I had, Jet Set Radio. What else? There was the fucking. I mean, the whole 2K series.
Sonics.
All of Sonic Adventure.
Yeah.
Sonic Adventure, fucking amazing game. I think I had Royal Rumble or whatever.
There
Ready
were a
to Rumble.
Couple Resident Evil games that only came on Dreamcast.
Yes, but I didn't get into some of the deeper cuts. I think it was maybe too young for it.
Mm-hmm.
I got my... getting my Sega Dreamcast was probably one of the best days of my life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because I've mentioned on the pod that my parents would never buy me a game system. I would have to grind and buy like a broken Super Nintendo with lawn mowing money.
Yeah.
But my mom was out of town. My dad needed to like literally go get like a universal remote or something. And we went to this new Circuit City that happened to be a grand opening.
Yeah.
Signed up for the raffle. I get called, probably because I was the only person in the store, and I get to go into those cash grab machines.
Whoa.
And I had like
Of
my like pent up like
not
getting toy energy.
Yes.
And I like, dude, I grabbed like $450.
Wow.
I think you're probably supposed to get like $80, but I was like literally like cheating and like grabbing it off the ground and like And I just walked out of there, bought, I spent all of it. I got a Sega Dreamcast and like two controllers.
Damn.
I got the memory card with like the screen, and I got like three games.
What was
it? It was such a crazy come up.
They're weird controllers.
Those fucking controllers.
The controllers are very strange.
Yeah. A lot of good games.
Strange grip on the controllers. The like little card thing.
It had the internet.
Memory card. It was the first. That is, yes, absolutely. I mean, you could straight up, I would go on the browser on there, just cruise.
Look at porn?
Never looked at porn. It was too early for that. I was afraid I would self-regulate with the porn stuff.
Sonic's going to see me do this.
Yeah, I don't want Sonic to see me.
Sonic's
going to
pop up on the screen like, no, no, no. No, no.
Do you remember that game Seaman?
Oh, the fishing game?
Weird
one.
Yes.
Yeah, it came with a
fish with like human faces on it.
So
funny. Yeah. That was weird.
I think there's like a, I've seen a video like sort of all the Seaman like cutscenes.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Yeah, let me.
And then Shenmue.
Shenmue's great.
Shenmue, yes.
Great game.
Was that Dreamcast?
Yep. No, I thought
that
was
like, there's a whole section of that game that's like absolutely incredible. Where you just walk around like,
I
need to find some sailors.
Oh, yeah. It's where, do you know anywhere where sailors hang out?
Yeah.
And then there's like, and then there's like an hour or two of the game where you just have to like go to work every day and drive a forklift.
Yes.
That part sucks, but that
game. Oh yeah,
we
talked about this like
what
forever
this
ago
about?
With Patty.
I don't remember the storyline, but it was
a sailors and drive a forklift.
It was a, I think you're like trying to find like the person
that
murdered your father.
Oh, yeah.
Or
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a whole
part
where
Hong Kong.
One of your, it's like badly dubbed over too in the English version, but like literally there's this whole part where you're like walking up to people like, hi. I need to meet a sailor. Like,
whoa.
Can you point me to where sailors like to hang out?
Yeah. Damn.
Yes. Everybody's like, no, I haven't seen any sailors around here. I think they like to hang out at the pool hall.
Oh, man.
What are you looking up?
Just GameCube, not GameCube, Dreamcast games.
Damn.
Just looking through.
This is what the people want to hear.
The Wikipedia.
I was into one called Grandia 2. That was like a RPG. That was really, really fun.
Okay.
And then Dynamite Cop
Yeah.
It was like the Die Hard arcade game from the arcade with no licensing. So it was just called Dynamite Cop.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
And I was like so excited to play
it.
What
was that game?
Dynamite Cop.
Yeah.
I was so excited to play it. And then I beat it in like 25 minutes.
Oh, damn.
It's like the shortest game of all time, but it was really fun.
That sucks.
Ooh, wow.
Very brief. Yeah. And you paid good money for that, too.
Yeah, it was probably like
$6. I had a lot of the... Oh, yeah. I was playing a lot of Rayman 2, The Great Escape.
Brandon just listing, looking up a list of Nintendo games.
Yeah, Rayman 2, The Great Escape. I love that. I mean, I was like a little kid, so I wasn't playing like Resident Evil 2.
I was always trying to. I was always trying to get games off like... Kazaa. Like I was always trying to burn games.
Yeah.
Cuz you could sometimes get burned
like Dreamcast
games.
Yeah.
Oh, cuz like the disc. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I could all I
somebody
would,
always claimed to have like a brother that could do it.
I had one burned like monster truck game that worked.
That's
oh, really?
So cool.
Yeah, but it never.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I would
do you remember like PlayStation 1, you could play burned games.
I had burned Metal Gear Solid.
Do you remember how involved the process to play it was?
Yeah, I was like
spin it
three times, take it out, put in a different game.
Dude, yeah, you no, seriously, it was like really really involved process of like opening it while the system's still on, putting in a normal game, like letting that boot and then switching the games really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a lot of fun.
I recently looked into like jailbreaking a Switch because I was like, man, it would be like so much better if I could just pirate all the games.
Yeah.
Have like 200 of them.
Right.
Or play old games. And
old
it seems
games,
pretty involved.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going
to
do it.
Young people don't know how to pirate anything, huh?
Oh, I think
they, no, like that.
Some do.
I don't think anybody's torrenting anything for the most part.
Oh, I torrent, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I would torrent nowadays.
Mm.
Movies?
I would see them in the theaters. What I would,
what about
I just
at
stream.
Home?
Yeah, like streaming movies.
Yeah, but most movies aren't on a streaming platform.
That's not true.
A lot of good movies aren't.
A lot of good movies aren't. Like
if you
I was trying to
watch
Goodfellas the other day.
And
I
that's
could, like,
not
buy
on
it on Amazon.
There's like five good movies on Netflix at any given time, and then they.
I guess I honestly like. I just end up.
You'll watch whatever they
like,
put up.
Yeah, we know what you watch.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll stream this on Amazon.
Yeah.
For
instance,
you don't know what I watched.
Tried to watch the Lord of the Rings series the other day.
Mm.
Netflix has the second and the third movie.
Oh, weird.
Not the first.
Yeah, couldn't afford
the
it.
The fuck is that?
Yeah.
You got to get the first. Like, what? You got to get the DVD used on Amazon or some shit, or you got to like find a place that rents it.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'm pirating.
There's weird shit. Like, do you know that show, like Lemmy's Show or whatever? Mm. I was watching that, and I was liking it, and then they took the first season off.
Huh.
So like second, third, fourth, whatever, still up there, but they did the first season is just gone.
I mean, yeah, a lot of my favorite TV shows, you can't find them.
Well, but it's weird that you can watch
Barney?
Most of it.
Like Barney, bro?
Yeah. Yeah.
Blue's Clues?
This is a... You don't steal
Baby shows?
You're stealing a bit.
What's the bit?
That Adam watches Barney?
Oh. Is that a bit? I thought that's just how everybody bullied each other in elementary
school.
Yeah,
no, it is.
But, you're going to patent that?
But
that's a patented
everybody
bit.
In the 90s wanted to murder Barney.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, we've talked about this.
That.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Making fun of somebody for liking Barney.
Wait, didn't you say your dad played
that
game
called Barney Carnage?
Yeah, your dad had that
Barney.
Game.
Yeah, my dad.
That is so funny that your dad was like,
on a,
ha ha ha.
Like, on a Mac.
Yeah, I used to have a pog of a dinosaur
on a goddamn
eating
Mac.
Barney.
Hell yeah.
It's like, okay, everyone wants Barney.
I hate him
dead.
So much. I'm going to fucking kill him. Yeah. I'm going to freaking kill him. You could shoot him with a bazooka in that game.
Yeah.
You got to pick the guns. And he would bleed.
Yeah.
Sad.
Like, he would explode.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Poor Barney.
It's like Mortal Kombat.
I know.
He's nice. He never fucking hurt anyone.
He's annoying, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's a bastard, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Because, like, Mr. Rogers, no one wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
No, nobody...
Because he was cool. Like,
nobody really had an
he
issue
wasn't
with
annoying.
Mr. Rogers like that.
I think it's because
like,
they
thought he was a killer. They said that he had like wore sweaters because he had a bunch of like tattoos
because
he was a sniper.
Yeah,
oh, which is weird. It's like, yeah, it's like the inverse.
I never
of
heard
Barney,
that.
Where they're like, we want to kill Barney because he's like soft ass, like clown, you know, like annoying.
We fear
ass.
Mr. Rogers,
but we fear Mr.
But
Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, it was like, oh, there's a side that we don't know about
because he's so nice, but he's like maybe come to this like Zen compassion through like killing.
Yeah,
he's like overcome
he
like the dark
nice.
Heart, the dark heart of man.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that was a rumor.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that he was covered in like. I don't know.
Sniper tattoos.
Sniper tattoos.
There's also like a substitute teacher at my school where the rumor was the same. Like, oh yeah, that guy like was in Vietnam and killed like 100 people.
I remember there was a teacher that rode his bike to school, and I remember my friend saying he rides his bike because he got a DUI, and I didn't know what a DUI was. I was like, oh really? I just like went with it. I was like, damn, DUI. I didn't know what a DUI was.
Yeah.
But why 100%. Were kids saying that? Maybe he did get a DUI.
He
but
did.
How did they
said
know?
It.
How the hell do they know? Maybe he just rides
Wait,
his bike.
Who?
Kids just repeat
teacher,
shit that they
from
hear
my
from
school?
Their dad.
My friend,
oh, teacher from your school.
My friend
yeah.
Tim would start all the rumors in my school. Like anytime an ambulance would show up to the school for any reason, he would go around telling people like, dude, some girl jumped out of the second story window because she found out she's pregnant and wanted to kill a baby.
Damn.
And like the same rumor would go around the school every single time.
Yeah.
Like every couple weeks. Be like, oh, it happened again? It happened again.
Some girl.
Yeah. Just some mystery girl.
Yeah.
That's the most effective way. Just jump out and land on your stomach. Oh, damn. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much it for the episode.
Cool. All right.
On that note. But,
sounds good.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Do you guys have anything you want to plug?
No.
No.
Nothing?
No.
You just want to plug Marlboro 27s.
Yeah. Brandon, do you have anything you want to plug?
Not this week.
You could plug your band.
I guess the show.
Listen to your band.
We play in a band called Joyce Manor. Check it out.
Yeah.
I guess the Satellite next, whatever the second
just say
Sunday.
The date. Yeah.
Yeah. March 8th.
March 8th.
Probably. I mean, we're recording this so. It's pretty far in advance.
I don't know when that's going to come out.
Yeah,
might be soon.
You know?
Might be soon.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you'll see. You know. Yeah, okay.
Come support Brandon's comedy,
just
I think
come,
is what he's asking.
Just come support me.
Yeah, he needs your support.
Sort of support me in general.
Bring him some Nat Sherman's.
All right, bye.